Hey guys, I'm back. So today is Thursday, April 11th. It's 2:24 in the afternoon. I am a little bit of a busy bee right now. It's like the first week into my, oh, it's the second week into my time at home after my time at my job has come to an end, and I'm just kind of getting used to not having to do the 9 to 5, well, 12 to 9 shift. So I thought it would go a little different. So I thought I was going to be taking an online course for project management on Google, which, you know, it's free. It's not free, but when you're out of work, you actually don't have to pay for the course. So just an FYI for those people who are looking to move up in life and may not necessarily be happy with their jobs. There is a program on Google. It's an online certification course for project managers. So project managers make $70,000 to $100,000 a year. And there's a shortage of project managers around the world. Mind you, project managers work in every field. You can work in fields like construction, or that's the one I'm probably gonna do, because I used to be a union carpenter out here in Las Vegas. We helped to build the strip, and I'm just thinking about possibly the industries I can go into. I've been in marketing and sales, customer service, call center work. I can be a project manager in a lot of different spaces. So I haven't really researched it too much, so I don't want to act as if I know everything. I'm still just learning. But my brother finished his certification course this past February. He's a coder, and he's in the tech space. So project management can be in tech type jobs as well. Anyway, so every day I get up, and I'm excited, actually. I'm pretty happy. I'm not sad about losing my job. I was laid off, but I am excited about getting my time back. That's why I position in my mind, just so I cannot feel some kind of way about it. I feel like, well, thanks, employer. You gave me my time back. I can actually spend all the time that I did working for you, because I was working from home. I was a remote worker. And I can dedicate that to myself. So I've just started dreaming up all of the things that I want to do and all the things that I can accomplish. I've always written. That's been my first love language. So I've been writing more. Of course, I want to contribute to my podcast more. And I've been trying to learn this social media stuff. Like, Facebook monetizes now. So I've joined this group page called Humble and Paid. I think I mentioned it in my last podcast. But it's been a lot of fun. I've only been there for about a week or so, and I've already gained a lot of followers. I think I started at like 1237 as far as followers, and I'm almost getting to 1300. So for a week, I feel like that's a lot of progress, and I'm going to just keep on doing it. I feel it's a lot of fun. You meet a lot of great people. I'm realizing that you have to vet people, because not everybody is a good fit. Because once you have these people on your as friends or anything like that, you begin to see all of their content that they post. And so, you know, I'm older, so I'd rather see more peaceful, prayer-forward, affirmation-type posts, as opposed to, yeah, girl, what's up? Or, yeah, bitch. I'm like, I just, you know, that's not my vibe. So kudos to everybody, you know, who is trying to, you know, gain followers and monetize Facebook. But I just, you know, it's like nails on the chalkboard for me. No shade, no judgments. But yeah, I've been working on my episodic television series, Best Friends Forever, with a broken heart at the end. And it's my coming of age story. It used to be called This Is How the Story Ends. I have a story I want to tell about my life and yada, yada, yada. But I've been reading a lot of script writing books, and so I've just begun to, they call it like the index card phase, where you get 3x5 index cards, and this time I got 3x5 posties with stickies on the back, and I stick them on a mirror in the dining room. Because I feel like I'm gonna have my son and my brother, they're both writers as well. We're gonna do a writer's room in my dining room to get the pilot done. So my only job to sell this idea to possibly like a Netflix or some type of TV app is to, it's called a treatment. It's to create the treatment for the entire series story idea, and then create the pilot. Mind you, the pilot has to accompany the treatment because the only script I'll be responsible for writing is the actual pilot episode. And that kind of sets the precedent for how this story is going to play out by introducing all the characters and doing the premise of the story. And so I'm going to hopefully finish that by the end of May. I'm trying to give myself enough time. I have a few reference books I still have to purchase and tab out. You know, I'll highlight and tab out the places that I'm gonna reference while I'm writing. And I might not even do that. It's so daunting. I mean, I may just have to kind of get that done along the way. I probably will end up writing the pilot before I even get to tabbing all these books. But I have a few books that I've read over the course of the years. I've been doing this for 20 years, that I know I'm gonna reference back because I read them like 15 years ago, like the Screenwriter's Bible. Right now, I'm reading Save the Cat, Writes for TV. That one has been golden. And I've subscribed to Masterclass. I watched Shonda Rhimes. I've watched Issa Rae. Those are my favorites. And I'm just trying to be like them. Just to be honest. I just want to be just like Shonda and Issa. And so that's my hope, my aspiration, and my dream. And I just wanted to come and update everyone. Well, update my couple of followers. on my podcast about it. And I don't want to make it too long. I feel like I should make them a little shorter, but yeah, I'm having a lot of fun on Facebook. I'm building my YouTube channel, which is D Loves Life. It's actually Danette D Loves Life Brooks on Facebook, but on YouTube it's D Loves Life. After my favorite mukbanger, B Loves Life. And yeah, I'm building it all. I'm so excited, and I'm just trying to get it all done. Until the next conversation.